Welcome back to Friday's edition of World Football Daily. We have the last segment of the show, slightly different today. We're finishing it off with a superstar guest. I'm delighted to welcome his World Football Daily debut, Mr. Jacole Turner, under 18 academy player for Sporting Kansas City, and now a star in the making at Atletico Madrid. Jacole, how are you, mate?
I'm good. Good. Glad to be here.
We're very pleased to have you here on the show, mate. So are you in Spain now, or are you still in the US?
Well, it was supposed to be January 4th today. I was supposed to leave, but actually I had to change my flight because I had to do some family things tonight.
All right, that sounds good, mate. You're a family man at least. Are you excited, though, about making the trip across to Europe and coming to Spain? What are you looking forward to doing most when you arrive?
I think when I get down there, I'm just going to go straight to work, training every day, just really focusing on the soccer aspect of it.
It's not your first time in Europe either, because you're one of the few players. Am I right in saying you had training trials with Real Madrid and now have gone to Atletico Madrid?
Yeah. And I played before I even went to Spain. I went to Dinamo Zagreb.
So you've made that difficult move from Real Madrid to Atletico Madrid already. Are you worried that the Los Blancos fans are going to be on your back?
No. It wasn't anything like that. I got to train with the academy team, and it wasn't any hard feelings or anything. I wasn't a good fit, and really, it was just a connection that I got there. So it's no big deal.
How big an opportunity is this for a youngster like yourself, for a young goalkeeper to come across to one of the biggest sides in Europe and train with them and play for them? Because it's not something we see a lot happening in the US.
No, it's just, It's huge because there's not a lot of American players in Spain, so I feel like every time that I go on the field, I'm representing. It's part of me is representing America, so I just try to put my best foot forward and try to kind of pave the way for the next goalkeepers that come in or any type of players.
Do you see this as an opportunity to get better coaching than you maybe would in the US as a youngster? Or is this an opportunity, a way of you personally, you think that you're going to be able to improve as a player and reach your maximum potential playing in Europe?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, European soccer is not to be offensive to U.S. soccer, but it's just in a whole nother level. And the coaching and the players are very technical. And it's something that American soccer hasn't yet been able to master, is the technical side of it. But out there, it's very technical, and you learn every day. You learn something new. You get more experienced every day, and it's a really good opportunity.
Now, Jacole, you're 18. You're very young, and goalkeepers don't reach their peak until about 32, arguably. How far do you personally feel that you can go as a footballer? Do you see yourself as being the future U.S. men's national team goalkeeper, a future star in European football? How far do you think, and have you been told, that you can go?
Well, I always shoot for the stars. So I think that I want to be. I strive to be the best. So I do want to be the best. And I'm going to work as hard as I can to get to be the best.
Have you been in contact with any of the other guys, the American players that play in Europe? Have you spoken to someone like Brad Guzan at all, or have you been put in contact with Michael Bradley at Roma or anything like that? Has anybody from the upper ranks of the U.S. men's national team had a chat with you about coming to Europe?
No, not really. I'm actually pretty good friends with Josh Saunders.
Oh, yeah.
The LA Galaxy goalkeeper. Yeah, and I mean, I've talked to him about it, but he's just a friend, and he's kind of been like a good person to give me advice, and he has a lot of wisdom, and thankful for that.
Josh is obviously going to be a big part of helping you out and an inspiration. Who are your footballing inspirations? Who are the players that you've looked up to the most in your career so far?
I'd have to say Tim Howard. Tim Howard I'm a huge fan of Tim Howard ever since I was little. Ever since he played on the Metro Stars, honestly, he's my favorite goalkeeper and somebody that's a role model to me.
Now, I've been doing a little bit of research on your Twitter account, JakolTurner24, and you've been receiving a high bit of praise for the beard. You have quite a stunning beard that you're rocking, especially at 18 years of age as well, mate. Where's the inspiration for this fantastic bit of facial hair that you've got?
I actually had to shave it, I think I want to grow it back out, but I love my beard.
Because I've been going through some of the pictures as well on your Twitter account, the stuff you've put up, and a lot of it, especially your time in Zagreb, is about Croatian pizza. And you've been for a pro athlete, there's a lot of pictures of In-N-Out burgers and stuff like that on the Twitter account, Matt. I mean, this isn't an everyday occurrence, right? You're still healthy eating and have your dietitians and stuff, right?
Oh yeah, so of course, but the Croatian people will get you. What's some of the best pizza I've ever had?
What makes it so great?
I try to eat a strict diet and try to stay in shape because I know I'm young, but I have a fast metabolism, but I still need to eat right.
The Croatian pizzas,
everybody has to try.
What's the difference? What's so great about Croatian pizza, man?
I have no idea. I don't know if they put something in there or what, but it was definitely really good. I think they put something in their cheese.
Jakob, what's the thing that you want to get the most out of your time abroad? You've been, as you said, to Dinamo Zagreb, and now you're going to Atletico Madrid. What do you want to get the most out of from your time away from the U.S.?
I really want to get the experience, because that's something that a lot of young players, especially American players, don't have, is the experience, especially into playing European soccer. And experience, it can take you a lot of places. And I just want to get my name out there in Europe and be known as a good person and a good goalkeeper.
Well, Jakol, I'm sure being one of the few players that's going across to Europe already, there's no doubt that you're a quality goalkeeper. And we wish you all the best of luck out in Spain when you do finally get to make your flight across here. And all the best of luck with your career as well, mate. And we'll be keeping in contact with you, because this could be something very special for you, mate.
Okay, thank you. It means a lot for the interview, too.
Hey, always a pleasure. Anytime you want to come on, we'll make space for you here on the show, mate.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Jakol Turner there joining us here on World Football Daily to wrap up the show for us. 18 years old, leaving the States, going off to sunny Spain to play.
I mean, he doesn't look 18, that's for sure. If you look at this guy, he looks like a beast. Like, he takes up half the goal. He's very imposing as a goalkeeper, man. Like, he looks very imposing. It doesn't sound like that. He sounds like an 18-year-old kid, kind of, almost like a 17-year-old kid. He sounds like my little brother, who's actually in college. But yeah, man, smart head on his shoulder. He seems to be like a smart kid, right?
Man, it seems to be like he's got his head screwed on straight. He's going there for the football. I love that. No sightseeing, nothing like that.
He's already all business, man. He knows exactly what he's doing there. He's going there to get his name out. He's going there to just represent himself well, to get that experience, and to be able to say, like, look, I'm world class. I'm not just an American keeper who's you know, excelled in college, or, you know, even here in the MLS. Like, I'm a brilliant keeper who's played European football, who's played, you know, the best of the best, and playing at Atletico Madrid. You know, you're going to be able to be really tested in La Liga, in my opinion. So, yeah, man, I'm really looking forward to following this guy's career.
Yeah, he trailed with both Dynamo Zagreb.
Speaking of how we like Tim Howard, man, I mean, he really could be the next bigger, better Tim Howard.
Well, he's been given this opportunity. He's had trials with Dynamo Zagreb, with Real Madrid, and with Atletico Madrid.
We know you love that free bit from us here at WFD. Now go and sign up and get access to a huge archive of our content and interviews, and download the best daily podcast in America. Go to worldfootballdaily.com and become a member today.